Hey, we'd like to welcome everyone to our board meeting. It's Tuesday, October 29th, and it's 5 p.m. We're meeting at the district office at 291 North Main in Beaver, Utah. We need to have somebody do the pledge. Will you lead the pledge for us, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow. Thank you. We'd like to welcome all our administrators and, well, I'm not going to name everybody. When you talk, say your name, okay? No, it'll be on record. Okay. First up, who do you want?
So, we'll probably skip the Christmas card approval till later.
Yes, we'll do that later.
And then the UCARE agreement, this is our annual food services agreement that we do with UCARE, and we need board approval on that.
Okay, we need a motion to approve that, the UCARE agreement?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
$200 a year is what it costs. Is that what it was?
Yeah, but we get lots of discount.
It's
just a... like a membership.
It's like a consortium with the other district.
Almost $400,000 in food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth the $200.
Okay, we had a motion by Tyler, second by Duke. All those who say aye.
Aye.
Motion passed. Moving on to school travel.
So we have a few things on here. B-Step's trip was actually last week. You can do a report out on that if you want, but...
never did see an itinerary.
Everything went well. We do have the itinerary if you'd like to see that tonight.
Well, it's a little too late now.
Have the principal report out on it. But we have some trips coming up for Durango, Colorado for the FA, and that's this month, and that's why they're here to ask for approval tonight. And they also have a trip for their summer ag tours to Twin Falls, and I believe that's in June. That's right. And the itinerary's on there of where they're going and what they're doing for the trip to Durango. They're driving out, and they were going to do one advisor, and we're going to have two advisors go, so there'll be two chaperones with them. They'll have to take two cars to do that, but that's better than going with one. So,
I think so.
Anyways, that's what they're looking to approve, is that trip.
Okay, the junior high students, but...
We do have two junior high students. We've allowed them to go to this kind of a competition before because it's only for junior high students to compete. So,
actually, there's two advisors now, right?
Yeah, there are two advisors.
What did you say was the road travel?
Are you doing public speaking, parliamentary procedure? What are you
What's
doing?
What's that?
So what's the
I'm doing extemporaneous speaking.
I'm doing prepared
the road?
Speaking.
Yeah, what did risk
Are you doing parliamentary procedure at all?
No.
They can go for competitions, but I don't know about the junior high students.
No, they don't
mean, are they taking our bus?
They're taking our cars.
Just two Suburbans.
But did state risk approve it?
I don't think they have yet.
Yeah, you probably should.
We'll have to get that approved.
Two Suburbans?
Suburban and a car.
They usually want you to use a rental agency or something.
Outside the state?
That's what they usually do. If you want coverage.
We can do that and get state risk approval, but we'll need your approval to go ahead and...
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We need a motion to approve...
Pending state risk approval.
Yes, approve the trip. Standing state risk. Okay. You did it? Okay, Nick made the motion, second by Ken. All those who say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and that's with the approval of
State risk. Yep. So we'll work on that. Did you guys want to say anything about the trips or what you're doing?
It'll be
they just came
prepared
to do ready to go.
They're gonna talk more about the grant.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Go ahead and do your bus purchase.
Okay, let's move on to our new bus purchase.
So you will see in here mileage on buses and things. It is time to make some more bus purchases, and we're trying to get this one going so that we can have it delivered after July 1 for next year.
What are we doing with the one we're getting rid of? Cutting the top of this, all of it, and make it a victory bus?
Oh, we usually put them up for surplus.
There you go.
We're just trying to get this one ordered.
Can I put it on auction? Can it be on public auction? Is it? Maybe I can get a group of people together. We can
cut the top off.
Cut the top off.
There you go.
Paint it neutral gray with stars. And see?
Same shirt. I just. This is gonna be a fun night.
I think we do too.
Well, we have to go neutral.
So we're getting one bus.
It'll be all over
right?
The county.
One bus.
Yeah.
Rick just sold 3 buses.
We should have just kept them and cut the tops off. He just sold 3 of them, right? Like,
keep that in the back of your mind right there.
You got it.
Got priorities here.
Yeah, you do. Good ones, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve purchase of the new bus.
Second.
Okay, Tyler made a motion.
That's it.
That's all. Tyler made the motion, second by Duke. All those approved, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Now these students are here to talk about a grant that they're working on, and I'll let them introduce it and talk about what they're trying to do.
I'm Tate Cooley. I'm the vice president of the Beaver FFA chapter.
And I'm Justice Wright, the reporter of the FFA chapter. All right, so I'm here to talk about.
I guess I can come in. I'm Cameron Whitaker, I'm the FFA advisor here. So we filled out an application for the Education Innovation Proposal Grant that we talked about. So we're just going to explain what we're going to use the grant for.
So we wanted to use a grant for our ranch, the Rising Bee Ranch. Our mission statement is to educate and empower youth from like hands-on experiences on our cows that we're wanting to purchase, and also to help sustain our FFA chapter for going on trips that we're wanting to plan, just like our trip to Colorado, for example.
So you would have cows and you'd sell them, their calves and all that
yes,
stuff?
But yes, she'll talk
you'd have
about
a regular ranch?
Yes. So he'll, our advisor will hand out the business plan.
That would be great,
please. That we made as an officer team. And this plan, it states that for our, we need a $10,500 to start our ranch, but we've already received a grant from the National FFA Association for $5,000. And with the startup money, it'll help us buy 4 pregnant heifers, which will hopefully give birth to calves that we can sell and keep 2 or 1 to help grow our herd.
So where are you housing these?
So we have 4 or 5 ranchers right now who are going to donate feed, and we have 1 rancher who's willing to house them at his feedlot and let him feed them on his mountain permit as well.
Oh, that's good. You can put it down to my place, you'll never find them. Russian olives are thick.
Yeah, that's. And we're predicted in 3 to 5 years to have at least, we're hoping to have 15 head in 5 to 3 years.
So you're going to have one of them too, will offer a bull for you guys? Have you talked to that far ahead?
We will probably have a rancher who's willing to let's use one of his bulls. Yes.
So in our labs we do AI.
You can do AI?
And we do have a rancher that did use a blend out a cleanup bull for us.
So who does your AI for you?
We work on that.
Look, it's the AI I used to do.
It's coming from the rancher over there.
All the young guys. It's not AI you're talking about. It's not artificial insinuation.
We haven't talked to me specifically about AI yet, but a few people around Beaver County that do it. I know some people up north that do it too, so.
It'll be awesome. It'll be a good hands-on camera.
So there's a $5,000 grant they got from the federal government already for this. But this is a state grant for innovative classrooms. It's up to $5,000, and they're just making the separate application for that now as well.
That's the application.
They needed to come and present in board meeting and just let us know what they're doing.
And Mr. Whitaker, maybe you could elaborate a little bit what Millard has done with this grant already.
They don't have a herd anymore, but when I was there, they had, I don't know, 15, 20 head of cattle. The school district owned like 60 acres there. They ran them there mostly during the summer, and then they had, I don't know what grant it was, but they had a huge like working facility. I don't know what grant it was, but it would cost tens of thousands of dollars to put it in.
From our understanding, this is just an amazing opportunity for our kids to be able to have real experience with this type of profession. So,
can we tie it in with the metals class and have them build all the working sheets?
We could talk to him right now and see if he could do that.
what I'm getting at is, where's the money right now?
Which money?
The $5,000
that we got from the National Office of Fame. We have that in our accounts right now.
So it's not federal money. It's actually.
No, that's from the National Office of Fame. This is. Is it state or?
Yeah. There's state innovative classroom money.
Yeah, so this didn't come from like the federal government, like a Carl Perkins.
Not the original, just FFA.
National FFA. Yeah, so it's really not federal money, is what it sounds like.
No, I don't think it has any restrictions as far as things go. It's a donation from the actual club.
So federal is probably worth more.
Yeah.
And we don't have to show time and effort.
Well.
All your hands-on experience.
So you're going to be seniors this year, or you're juniors?
We're juniors.
So you'll be here for next year when it's implemented?
Yes.
Yes.
You know how much work they are?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I see justice pass my house every day taking
yep.
care of. I did all my life. I just want to make sure you know how much work it is.
Yeah. Sounds great to me.
All right. Any other questions from the board?
Mm-hmm. You've already got a brand assigned to the FFA?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool. All right. Superintendent, isn't it our understanding that they bring that in front of the school board? Does this go through the grant process for the state as well?
Yeah, the state, he just has to turn in the grant application for that, and the state will approve it or not approve it. But now that he's presented, they can do that.
Just an awareness thing for us then,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I hope it
works out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Cameron.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making time.
Thanks.
That'd be cool. Yeah, this is what we like to see.
That's good for life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the only way it works.
So we're
that
at the.
Right,
yeah, that's not on there. That was just public input time.
Okay, so we are on.
Budget development.
Okay, so GA. Using the district's mission, vision, and values and goals to guide and. To guide. Continuous improvement. To really guide us.
So, we're going to have a conversation tonight about enrollments and staffing and all those kinds of things, but it's always good to start off with the discussion about the mission, vision, value, goals of the district. I just can't say enough how impressed I am with the things that have been happening at our schools and the job our teachers have been doing. This goes to B as well, that academic achievement trends and that side of things. We went around and recognized each of our schools, and there's things that are happening at each of our schools that tell us how high they're achieving and what's going on. We were just talking again today about Belknap, and out of their comparable schools, they're in the top 10 schools of their comparable schools when you look at the state achievement from last year. So that's out of 150 other elementary schools that look like Belknap Elementary. So, and we can say something like that about each of the schools. Both of our high schools are in top 10, top 15% of schools, high schools, all schools in the state, not just high schools, which was an amazing thing as well. Minersville scores are up there where they've been, and that's a great thing that we're holding on to that. We've got language arts and other things at Milford Elementary happening, and you heard that report last month on that. So, but as we talk about our mission, we're really, I think we are preparing responsible citizens. I think we are giving them the skills, students the skills that they need. We just had a meeting with the high schools and SUU. They came up with a whole delegation of folks. The university president was there, along with the provost and a whole host of other people. They had about 8 people come up to meet with us and with Randy and the CTE folks and just talk through programs. Russell was part of that conversation. And as we got into the discussion about what we need as a school district from SUU, they were very open to suggestions about things that we could do that way. One of which was we're trying to get some of our concurrent enrollment classes recognized by SUU and not have to go through Snow College or some other place. And they're going to work on that. I got an email on that today talking about that. So just really quality things happening. And it's because we have dedicated teachers and the work they're putting in that we're able to have conversations like that. But the thing I made a point to say to SUU, and I want to keep saying to people, is we don't have huge numbers in Beaver County School District, but we do have quality.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
And our schools, knowing what they're trying to hit with scores and stuff, they're targeting that and doing a good job. So that's really what I wanted to hit on going through the agenda on those items. That C there, I just need to make a statement going into this, and I want this on the record. I'm never going to apologize for this. I'm looking for quality teachers. I'm looking for them every way I can get them. Everything from how much we pay to the kinds of trainings we do and the kind of people we can attract to our area. And you've all heard me talk about working on teacher compensation in a way that teachers can afford to live in Beaver County and own a home. And we keep working that, and the economy keeps doing what it's doing, and we've raised beginning teacher pay $14,000 since I started as superintendent. And they're less able to afford a home today than they were 6 years ago. So that, to me, that means we've got to just keep on that and keep working on that and do what we can to make that happen. But because of that choice, and because I've prioritized that teacher pay over everything else, there's choices we have to make, and that's what we'll talk about in our closed meeting and other things tonight. But you can't keep raising teachers' pay and keep the same number of teachers with declining enrollment. That can't happen. But I'm going to keep promoting, doing what we have to have the ongoing funds so we can promote good quality teachers coming to our county and staying in our county and keeping up these performance and academic achievement goals like we've been doing. Any thoughts, questions? Is that enough on the record?
Yeah, we can discuss it further in closed meeting, but yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Okay, enrollment trends, enrollment projections. Did you want to?
So we've gone over this several times as well. Let me shrink that down so you can see the graph again. But yeah, you see our numbers. We're actually at 1434 as of today. So that's the number we're dropping off to. And when we look at these numbers here, over time. So this is actually last year's data. I don't know why this one is the one I put in here, but our numbers as of today, 1434, and I'll just put up a document that kind of shows what projections I'm looking at here. And you can see this up close maybe. I know, you just got to get to the right one. Attendance, there we go. So this is where we're at. That's our 1434, and you can see by school just what we're looking at number of students there and what that looks like. Now, if I roll that forward, and we don't know who will show up next year, but we keep pretty much the same numbers next mm-hmm. year, and that makes it not so much a concern that way. If I roll forward with the same kind of numbers 2 years in a row, though, the kids leaving that senior year, we're looking at a deficit there of as many as 60 students. We don't know what that'll look like. When we go back to that graph on board docs and we look at what's happened up to this year, we've lost 100 students since the Smithfield thing. And we've cut essentially one teacher since the Smithfield thing. So we'll get into some discussions about our average class sizes and that as a school district, but one teacher is not enough to keep up with how the enrollment has been going. And that's what we need to be having a conversation about. Okay. So I would encourage us to go into closed session and have our meeting with the principals here.
Okay. We need a motion to go into closed session.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, motion made by Tyler, second by Duke. Duke?
Aye.
Tyler?
Aye.
Lisa? Aye. Ken?
Aye.
Nick?
Aye.
Okay. What was the purpose?
We'll be discussing character, competence, and quality teachers is what we'll be talking about.
Okay.
So Duke made the motion.
Okay, Nick has a motion to come out. Second by Duke. Okay, we're coming up closed meeting and we are we're leaving. We're done.
Adjourned with board meeting.
We're done.
157 exit, right?